Thea narrowly avoided a severed toe.
You trying to prove something, Sam?
Samra shrugged and threw another pointed tool.
You're chomping at the bit for some action, Althea Nine Lives. Thought I'd oblige you.
Don't test me. You know what will happen. You'll regret it.
Come on. I've got three left.
Her friend brandished the remaining knives. Ren tried to snatch the remaining projectiles from Sam.
Farissa was looking for those.
But Samra paid her no heed. Instead, she flung the blades at Thea. A thrill racing through her body, Thea danced. It was the most natural feeling in the world. She spun gracefully, ducking and weaving, moving like water. It was a skill she had honed deliberately, knowing that against bigger opponents, she'd need to leverage her speed and agility against their strength. All the while, she swiftly collected the weapons. When the last of them landed in her hand, Thea gave Sam a wolfish grin.
My turn.
She flicked her wrist with masterful precision, and the small blade was a blur through the air.
Thea!
The knife had sliced through the lower half of Sam's cherry red ponytail, embedding the chunk of hair in the wall behind her.
Fury, save us.
Ida hung her head in hands.
What? You've been harping on about how you needed a haircut.
I'm gonna kill you.
Sam yanked the blade and her hunk of hair from the stone.
I'd like to see you try.
Sam stared at the severed tresses and then fingered the end of her now cropped ponytail, shaking her head.
You're insane.
Or incredibly skilled.
Or both.
Definitely both.
Ren confiscated Farissa's tools from Thea.
You should have known better than to challenge me at Dancing Alchemists.
Classic Thea. Doesn't want to be a woman, but she dances better than all of us.
With the excitement dying down, Thea's hand went to the thin, scabbed-over cut on her cheek, the sound of the arrow whistling through the air echoing in her mind. She had the feeling that Dancing Alchemists had saved her life earlier. Ren caught her gaze, and Thea shrugged. What Ren didn't know wouldn't hurt her, and all in all, it hadn't been a terrible day. It wasn't until Thea kicked off her boots that the realization hit her. Thea's hands froze at the buttons of her tunic, cold suddenly washing over her despite the glow of the fire. Her dagger was missing, and she knew exactly where she had left it.